Chapter 1. Sean.
Just drive.
The voice from the back seat was quiet and flat. Not rude, not demanding, but not all that friendly either. Which was fine. People called the company for a cab, not conversation. I didn't move, though. Tapping my thumbs on the wheel, I looked in the rear view. I couldn't see him very well. He'd taken the seat directly behind mine, and he was staring out the window toward the strip mall across the street. What little of his face made it to the mirror was heavily shadowed, thanks to the bright lights from the hotel's reception area. I cleared my throat. I need an address. Or the name of a place? I glanced at the screen with the message from dispatch. My passenger had specifically requested someone with base access. Do you want to go to the base? He released a long breath, and clothes and upholstery rustled as he shifted behind me.
You get paid by time or distance?
Dude, what the hell? You want to go somewhere or not? Distance, unless I'm waiting for you. He turned toward me. Shadows slipped far enough off his face to give me a glimpse of tired eyes and prominent, angular features.
Whatever the meter says at the end of the night, I'll double it.
He faced the window again.
Just drive.
I bit back my frustration. Where?
Anywhere.
He seemed to be focused on something outside. All I could see was the outline of the back of his head and neck and the top of his jacket collar. In a voice so low I wondered if he was speaking to me or himself, he added,
I'm not ready to go home, and I sure as fuck can't stay here.
I glanced at the hotel he'd come out of. Message received. I put the car in drive, pulled out of the reception area, and turned onto the road. Maybe he'd be more willing to cough up a destination once this place had disappeared into the rear view. Suit yourself, dude. I'm holding you to that double fare. Admittedly, I was curious. If this was a walk of shame, he wouldn't be the first. I'd picked up plenty of people who were slinking out after a one-night stand they obviously regretted, and a few who needed to make a quick exit before they were busted by a partner who wouldn't be pleased. Then there were the people who'd obviously had an amazing night, maybe with a stranger, maybe not, and grinned all the way back to their own places. Hotel pickups in this town were nothing if not interesting. This guy hadn't been carrying a bag when he'd come out. Eyes down, hands in his jacket pockets, he'd walked like he was on autopilot. Maybe he'd been kicked out by someone who was still in a room with his luggage. Or he and someone else had rented a room for a short time, and things hadn't gone as planned. I wasn't clairvoyant, so I wasn't going to figure it out. For a solid 10 minutes, the only sounds in my car were the AC and the road noise as I followed the gritty highway toward town. I didn't even have the radio on. I never did when I had a passenger, but I was tempted right then to find some music. With my luck, though, I'd probably put on some song that would annoy him, or would strike some nerve. Like the time a guy had gotten into my car and, when a particularly sad country song came on, started bawling about the woman who just dumped him. That had been one long, awkward ride. So yeah, radio off. I subtly tapped my thumbs on the wheel, keeping the beat of the song that had been stuck in my head all night. It was something to do anyway. From time to time, I caught a glimpse of pale light hinting at his features. He must have been doing something on his phone, maybe a few texts to get in the last word with whoever he'd left in that hotel room or something. I had no idea. He stayed silent, which most passengers did, but for some reason that silence made me twitch. Probably because I still had no idea where the hell he wanted to go. We were getting close to downtown now. There weren't a lot of options for directions, but if I got on the highway and headed north or south, there were some stretches where we could go 5 or 10 miles with no place to turn around. So, I hesitated. I sucked at small talk, and it didn't seem welcome anyway, but I did need some more information from him. Any particular direction? My passenger was silent for about half a block.
Maybe down by the water.
I bit back an impatient sigh. This was a Navy town, hugging the strip of land between a national forest and the Pacific Ocean. There was no such thing as not down by the water. Dude, where down by the water?